And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's start with the grain and oilseed trade. Mostly lower there. We did get a corn sale to Mexico on Monday morning, but largely it feels like the grains moving just a bit lower with a lack of fresh news, good planting weather over the weekend. Also, though, a lot of geopolitical risk out there with the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran over the weekend. So feels like there are some things to take note of here, maybe impacting these markets overall.
Yeah, and you mentioned that sale to Mexico, and that gets overlooked so much because if we look at marketing year-to-date sales to Mexico, they're up about a couple hundred million bushels above where they were last year at this time. So very strong demand there. They're really helping us save the day, so to speak, on our corn exports. And so that's the good news. But we are in the negatives across the board, across the grain and oilseed complex for the most part. Soy oil periodically pokes itself up in the green, but overall negative. And a lot of it goes back to the strong dollar that we're seeing today. We're seeing treasury yields up there, but 10-year yields on 10-year treasuries have been trading at new five-month highs. And that's had the dollar trading periodically at five-month highs as well, creating some headwinds for the grain and oil seeds. Makes it much tougher for us to compete on the global market with a strong dollar. And so, therefore, the funds tend to short the commodities when that happens. And we're seeing that happen today, not just in grain and oil seeds, but in the crude oil market as well, largely just dismissing the geopolitical risk today to trade that stronger dollar in adequate supplies.
I know as well this week we have a lot of various earnings. Not only is it tax day on Monday in the U.S., but we're going to be watching, I think, a lot of this on Wall Street here as we go throughout the week, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had the Goldman Sachs earnings report out this morning, which was a very strong report to really beat expectations by a significant amount, showing the strength of the financial sector right now. The question is, where do we go from here? And the outlooks from the various banks have varied from there. Generally, good earnings reports that we're giving, but some of them warn of maybe problems ahead. That's something we've become accustomed to over the last couple of years. So it just comes down to how does Wall Street want to interpret that? And for today, they're interpreting it positively, choosing to look at the positive. And we're seeing green on the screen for the equities for the most part.
Looking at cattle futures, getting a decent rebound here to start the week. But I know there just continues to be a lot of volatility and uncertainty in the entire protein sector right now, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at that cattle sector, big down day on Friday, but we're just taking off like gangbusters this morning. Although we're off of our highs now, we were up well over $3 earlier in the morning. Really, as we look at the data, we see that last week's slaughter numbers came in better than what was anticipated, helping us to stay current. We're also seeing the cash market hold up a little bit better, down a couple of dollars overall last week, but better than what was anticipated. And the product market last week put the choice markets on Friday back over the $300 mark. So all positives there, causing the fund money to come back into this market, saying maybe we've taken enough off of it for now.
And once again, that is Comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for our midday commentary here on Monday. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk weather with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions, and we'll talk with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, April 15th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.